Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests on today's show are here to preview Friday's opening of Devilfish over on Douglas Island at Perseverance Theater. Welcome, Vera Starbard, playwright in residence, editor of First Alaskans Magazine, and playwright of Devilfish. So nice to have you here.
Ganashish.
And also Aaron Tripp, lead actor in Devil's Fish. Thank you for being here. Ganashish to both of you for being here. Will you please take your introduction a little bit further and tell us more about yourselves? Vera, I'll start with you, please.
Yeah, Vera Starbird, Yuchat Duasak. I am Tlingit in Denaina. I, as you said, a playwright in residence at the theater. And this is the first commission through the residency. So I've had a three-year residency. I just got renewed for another 3 years, but this will be the first play that is a direct result of the Andrew Mellon Foundation residency.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will recognize you also as the playwright of Our Voices Will Be Heard, among other works. But like you said, this is the first of this sort of triplet of plays that you'll be writing.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Tlingit, Deshitan clan. I have been acting since I was 19 with Perseverance, and I was actually in Our Voices Will Be Heard. And so Vera and I go a little ways back.
All right. So you were on the show on Thursday with director Leslie Ishii describing your lecture, which you did on Friday night, right, at Evening at Egan.
Yes. And that's online, so you can watch it online.
Okay, and I'll link to that on our website and also that interview. So you talked about still healing through storytelling, and thank you again for your time with that interview. I guess today is time to focus on the play. And I know you did this a little bit on Thursday, but can you set us up again?
Yeah, so the play starts immediately after a giant sea creature, which is a devilfish. And for those that don't know, a devilfish is an octopus, and in this case, a giant mountain-sized octopus. It destroys an entire village, and the only survivor is a girl named Nantena Tu, which Aaron plays. And so she has to figure out, at the end of the last ice age, I should mention, how to survive, how to go to the next village. There are sort of legendary pre-Tlingit kind of things happening. This is an imagination about what we might have been like 10,000 years ago. Before we were the Tlingit people, this was a separate raven people and eagle people, and that's kind of taken from both oral histories and anthropology. So there's a lot of backstory, but ultimately it's a girl who is learning how to survive after this trauma.
And will you tell us her name again, please?
Nantena Tu.
Nantena Tu.
Yes. And I should mention that I actually, my older sister let me use her name because I always thought that was such a beautiful, beautiful Tlingit name.
Yeah, I love it.
And you play Nantena Tu.
I do play Nantena Tu.
When you first saw the script, what did you think, Aaron?
Well, I first read the script in its entirety in like March. We did a table read, and I mean, it's beautiful. It's a really great story, and also, like, very fun imagining what it would be like 10,000 years ago. That's been the most fun. It takes a lot of creative thinking.
Yeah, I will say there's 9 Tlingit leaders on the creative team, and it is both fun and a super big challenge to figure out what inspired Tlingit culture, but not be Tlingit culture. It's really interesting. So it's actually Crystal Royal is one of the visual designers, and how to do things that are not Formline, but inspired Formline, or Ed Littlefield, who's the composer, to do things that are Tlingit inspired, but not traditional Tlingit songs. So it's been a lot of fun.
What a team. Backing up to Crystal Whirl for a second, what are some of the things that she's imagining for the set?
Well, so Akiko Roach is the set designer, but her and Crystal worked together to actually like do the backdrop. So one of Crystal's paintings, if you notice, is sort of subtly incorporated into the backdrop that Akiko painted. And probably one of Crystal's biggest things to imagine was what inspired Formline. And we have some of those hints in petroglyphs. So most of the design is actually based on petroglyph sort of style. And so I think Crystal had some fun imagining what that might look like. And there'll be some cool little petroglyph pre-Formline Clinket art in the play.
All right. Then enter Ed Littlefield and his music. Wow.
Yes. I always love his music.
Yes.
His
oh,
music
my gosh.
Is so great.
Yes. I will say, and our voices will be heard. I actually wrote the lyrics. I had a lot of direction. Like, if you do this, do this. That was my first time working with Ed. Handed it over to him. His was so wonderful and so much more than I could ever imagine. This time in the script, it was like, and Ed will do something here.
Yeah.
And he's done it, you know, so beautifully. And then he and Lyle and Colleen James, who are the choreographers, worked together to choreograph and put together basically a third of the play, a third of the story.
It's a lot of dancing.
Is told in dance and song. And so it's sort of a Clinket musical.
Yeah, like, kind of, yeah.
The actors have definitely all said that at some point. This is a musical.
Dream team creative cast.
Oh, yeah.
This is incredible. All right, and back to the writing for a sec. On Tena Tu, am I saying that right? Can you correct me, please?
Yeah, on Tena Tu.
How old is she when we meet her?
She's about 14, I think, when we meet her, and it's unclear how much she ages throughout the play.
Yeah. But... yeah, spoiler alert, she does get married, so she's at least 18.
Yeah. Old enough for me to play.
Yeah. I keep having Antena or Antena too. I keep having Erin do like really young girl roles.
It's become my specialty.
And Vera, you were kind of a print writer first. Is that right?
Yeah. And Devilfish is actually adapted from the book I wrote, Devilfish Sleeps. So this was a book 10 years ago. And now I have not published it. You have to send it to people to publish, and I have not done that yet.
Weird.
it's one of those things. As soon as it's perfect, I'll send it. But, yeah, this came from the book. I'm a journalist. I write short stories. And actually, both plays, Our Voices Will Be Heard and Devilfish, are adapted from narrative works I did first.
You told Shelley Delaney on Thursday that to get from the book to the play, you wanted help with dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that journey like?
Yeah, it was just a kind of funny accident of I looked at the book and I felt like anytime there was dialogue, I felt uncomfortable. It's like, I just want to be able to work on that. And the Alaska Native Playwright Project through the Alaska Native Heritage Center advertised that they're looking for established Alaska Native writers to teach how to write plays. And so I said, oh, that'd be an interesting project. You don't have to put on the play, so I wasn't worried about it. And I figured that was kind of it. I would write this play and learn how to write dialogue and then move on and never do theater again. And that was many years ago now, and I caught the bug.
So are you going to go back and add some of that dialogue to the original work?
It's definitely going to change the book. Yeah, I've looked at the book, and there are major plot points that are actually different in the play, and I like them, and I like those kind of twists. So I think a lot of that's going to be added back, and Erin's voice will now be in the book.
And then maybe she'll let me read it.
Yeah, I still haven't let her read it.
Has the dialogue in this character been easy for you to relate to, Erin?
The dialogue? Yeah, I think so. I think with like any part I take on, I try and just make it who I am and like put my voice into it rather than me like trying to fit myself into a different mold. So I think made it fit for me. And then also I feel like maybe it was written like how I am. I don't know.
She was completely meant for this role. Like, I loved her in Our Voices Will Be Heard. This was her role. This was always meant to be her role. And I genuinely can't imagine anyone else playing on Tena 2. So she's going to have to follow me for the rest of my life playing on Tena 2.
Keep playing 14-year-olds.
I'm 8 years old playing on Tena 2.
If you're just tuning in, these are the voices of Vera Starbard and also Erin Tripp. We're talking about Devilfish. This is the world premiere?
Yes.
This Friday at Perseverance Theater. There's a pay-as-you-can, right? It's Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday will be our preview, a pay-as-you-can.
Okay. Vera, what do you hope people take from this, if I may ask? Is there something you're communicating with this work of art?
I honestly keep talking about it. When we had a reading of it in Boston, I really realized what I had done when I was watching it. And it's just a love letter to Tlingit people. It's how proud I am of the Tlingit people, how much I love the Tlingit culture, just sort of an awe of the genius of what our ancestors have done. And there's a lot of themes, there's a lot of
layers
within the play, but ultimately I hope people kind of come out of it and want to learn more about Tlingit people. Or just, if you are Tlingit, be sort of extra proud that you are.
How about for you, Erin, as you've gone through the development of this and your character, what's it doing for you?
There is a lot of pride in it, and just everything that it touches on, like, it has so many layers, and like, there's a lot of humor in it, but there's also like the reality and grief and love and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, just being really proud of who we are and telling this story on our land, like Tlingit people, and just like looking around and imagining what this here where we are right now was like 10,000 years ago. We have a long history.
Indeed. I think of a work of art like this play as one of the ultimate in collaboration, right? We've already talked about some of the creative team. How do you harness all of that and bring it together? I bet Leslie has, you know.
Yeah, so I think that's Leslie's job. No, there's this theater by its nature is very collaborative. Like, it just is. You can't put on a play unless you have many different people sort of coming together. But this one is the ultimate collaboration. I mean, the story cannot be told without the music or the dance. Certainly can't be told without the actors. Mm-hmm. The set, the lights, I mean, it's all so important to seeing the story. The props, oh my goodness.
The props, for sure.
There are so many props and beautiful costumes that we knew this was going to be a big play. We knew this was going to be something that was a little bit bigger than I think what I was even ready for. But Leslie's done a beautiful job of pulling all that together. But I think we all sort of have taken on several roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, even actors have been sort of in between helping put together little – there's a little surprises in every performance that I don't want to spoil.
It's going to be a very immersive experience.
Yes, it's immersive, and I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm sure it'll start coming out opening night.
It's nice because it makes it feel like we all have ownership over this play in like some way, you know.
Have things emerged to you? Has this art like grown unto itself as you've given it to these other artists to interpret?
Oh, yeah. It's – I will say with our voices, and that was a difficult play because it was an autobiography really. But I really struggled handing it over and sort of trusting with my story, not because of them, just because of how personal it was. And I didn't feel the play was ready to be let go yet. I wanted to hold on to it. This one, honestly, from even before we came into first rehearsal, what they'd already started doing with it was so much easier. And this is so not my story anymore. This is all of our stories that we're telling together. And it's an awesome feeling.
That's Vera Starbard. She and Erin Tripp and a super crew of creative talents are opening Devilfish this Friday at Perseverance Theater, 7:30 p.m. It's been so nice talking to both of you about this play. I can't wait to see it. Is there anything we're missing or anything that you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, so opening night is sold out, but there's still plenty of tickets for Saturday and Sunday, and I really hope that this first weekend everyone comes out to see it. It's running through October 12th.
But it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. This first weekend's going to be
from
big.
The lobby to the theater. It's going to be really fun.
Gunas chish. Here's some Ed Littlefield, the music director, the music – what's his position again?
He's the composer and sound designer.
All right. Thank you, too. Gunas chish. Shot is on me.
خروج اخج قیدی سانی یخ تاوج خیل خط تاقی هز خط تاقی هز نیتو سانه نیتو سانه